all about young children, approaches to learning, mathematical reasoning at around 48 months of age. Mathematical reasoning. Examples of children at around 48 months using mathematical thinking to solve problems.
What shape is this?
In half triangle.
Is it? Yes, triangle. How can we cover this space so we can see?
In the first clip, four girls are building a house with blocks. The teacher points to an open space near the top of the roof and asks what shape it is. A girl responds that it is a triangle. Another child tries to get the teacher's attention. She says, "Now you can't see me." The first girl says, "We need one more." The teacher asks what they need. The child responds, "A triangle, a triangle." A third child points to the triangular-shaped open space at the top of the house and makes a comment about getting a doll that is inside the house. The first girl says, "No, we're not going to get her out." A fourth girl puts a small triangle in front of the open space while commenting that she has a triangle. She takes away the small triangle while two other girls in the background disagree about what they should do with the other side of the house. The first girl then approaches the side of the structure with the opening and places a larger triangle in front of it. Then she looks to see if the larger triangle-shaped block completely covers the open space. She expresses satisfaction and steps back from the house they have constructed.
Can I have more?
How many more would you like? Ask her.
I want three.
Can you
In the second clip, children are playing at a sand table
here.
With wooden sticks inside it.
How
a girl asks if she can have more sticks.
How many more do you
The
need?
Teacher
I need
asks
three.
Her, How many more would you like?
Three like that.
Then the teacher suggests that the girl ask another girl who has several sticks. The first girl says to the second girl, "I want three," as she holds up three fingers for the other girl and the teacher to see. The teacher asks the second girl, "Can you hand her three sticks?" In response, the second girl gives the first girl two sticks. The first girl looks at the teacher and comments, "That's not three sticks." The teacher asks, "How many are in there?" The first girl says, "One, two," as she holds up two fingers and looks at the teacher. The teacher then asks, "How many more do you need?" The first child responds, "I need three," and holds up three fingers. The second girl holds out three and says, "Three, like that." The first girl nods yes. In the third clip, three children are setting the table for snack time. In the background, a teacher asks, "How many plates are we missing?" A girl responds, "We need three more." The teacher holds out four plates. The girl reaches toward the plates, but pulls her hand back and shakes her head no. In the meantime, a boy counts three places without plates. The first girl says, "Three." The teacher asks, "You want three?" The first girl indicates yes and walks around the table to take three plates from the teacher. She proceeds to place the three plates in the empty spaces while the boy points to where the plates should go. The children continue setting the table. A second girl says, "Now we need four plates." The teacher asks, "We need four plates?" The first girl then says, "And four cups." The two girls continue setting the table as the boy says to the teacher, "We also need one plate and one napkin." He goes on to say, "We also need two napkins and one plate." The teacher starts to hand him two plates and asks him, "Is this one?" The boy takes one of the two plates and says it is his. The teacher then starts to hand the boy two plastic glasses. He says no, and takes only one plastic glass from the teacher. Once the table is set, the teacher asks, "How many table settings do we have?" In response, the first girl points to each table setting while counting. One, two, three. The second girl joins in and points at each table setting and counts with the first girl. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then the second girl points to an additional place setting and says 9. The teacher then says to the two girls, "But what if I take mine away? I don't want to have any snack today. Then how many do we have?" The second girl says 9, as the first girl repeats 9. The teacher asks, "If we take one away, then how many do we have?" The second girl says, "Let's count." She points to and counts 8 place settings as the first girl, the boy, and the teacher watch. The second girl declares, 8. The teacher then says, "But you know what? I do want snack. I'm hungry. So I'm going to put mine back." After the teacher puts her place setting back, the second girl says, "Now we have 9.
You think you can climb up and over?"
In the fourth clip,
okay, good.
There is an obstacle course in a play yard. While holding a book, a teacher asks one child if he thinks he can climb over a large plastic cube with a circular opening on top. The boy nods yes, and the teacher says, "Let's try." The teacher and boy walk to the start of the obstacle course. Then the boy walks back to the cube and says that he thinks a chair would be better.
Okay, here we go.
He runs over to some plastic chairs, picks one up, and carries it over to the large cube. He puts the chair inside the large cube and then goes over to the start of the obstacle course. As the child climbs through an octagon on one side of the cube, the teacher reads from the book, "Look up to find a circle."
Try that.
The boy climbs on the chair inside the cube and pokes his head through the circle on top of the cube. While standing on the chair, the boy looks at the teacher, who reads, "Crawl through." The boy climbs onto the solid part of the top of the cube, goes back to standing on the chair inside the cube, and says he needs another chair outside the cube. He straddles his leg over the top and the side of the cube and says, "Look at how short my legs are," as the teacher brings over another plastic chair and places it outside the cube. The teacher says, "Here, try that." The boy climbs out of the cube by placing one foot, then the other, on the chair alongside the cube. He gets down from the chair and runs to the next part of the obstacle course. Parent discussion of children's mathematical reasoning at around 48 months.
With the video, I thought it was pretty cool because the kids, you know, they're doing their own little thing. They know exactly what they want. They know exactly how to do certain things, and with the little plate settings and everything, the only way the kid will learn and learn quickly is by touching on things, you know, hand coordination and everything. Because with me, I know I learn everything by doing with by hand, by seeing. You know, if you're being told and, you know, to do this and do that, you know, the kid's not gonna really understand unless you really show them how to do it, and that's how they pick it up quicker. I mean, you see the little girl, she was on it, like counting, you know, the place settings and everything. I mean, that's just easy teaching for kids, especially at that age.
What I like is they're in an environment that they weren't getting told what to say or what to do, but they were given an environment that they can actually learn on their own, and just a little bit of guided instruction on, okay, what about this, what about that, and then it allowed for them to be able to learn and help each other out. One girl started counting, the other one came in, they all started counting, they all helped each other in placing it down. Oh, there's more chairs, how many more plates do we need? And she counted 3, she held the plates out, she didn't hand her 3 plates, she said, "You pick out 3 more plates." And so they had to problem solve and be able to figure out how to get it done, how to get, like, "Oh, the young man, oh, the pillow's not gonna work. I need this chair. Okay, my legs are too short. I need another chair before I fall and hurt myself." So they're really just putting themselves in a position to understand and problem solve and understand how to be able to get to the problem.
Well, I like the fact that they were being challenged. They were constantly being challenged, whether physically. It made me think the last clip about my son, because he is petite, and he's a daredevil, so he's going to figure out the best way to get up on the high cabinet with his best friend and be alongside of him, even though his legs are too short. So they're constantly either being challenged by their environment, or they're putting themselves in a situation to challenge their own abilities. So you really see how they can meet their own needs, or you know, like with the table settings, they were taking things away, putting things back. They were pushing it to just a little bit beyond what they were, their comfort zone, and having them really have to think about it and go back. And like at the end when she goes, well, I don't want snack, how many do I have? They kind of got stuck on it and started counting, and they said, well, no, I do want snack again, and they were able to pick it up kind of quicker the second time around. So just the level of always going just a little bit beyond what they know, just to challenge them a little bit further.
What I notice, comparing my children to the children in the video, my daughter, comparing her to my son, she's the thinker. She is very calculating, like not in a mischief way, but she's the type of person, she's gonna think it out before she does it. Whereas my son, he's just like, we're just gonna go with the flow and we'll figure it out as we go along, mm-hmm. you know? But it's just really funny to see how those children were just, you know, interacting in math. Whereas my daughter, you know, I gave her a task, you know, she had to learn how to count to 100, and it just went beyond that. She went from learning how to count to 100, but also getting involved in math and, you know, different mathematics. And so it just really was awesome to see how her independence was in learning. It's just really fun to see how children learn, and how they become more independent, and how their learning increases with their independence as the adults give them the challenges, as well as the experiences.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.